KMFM 99.5 Max, Shannon Porchop. Let's say good morning to Susie Bagas. Hi, Susie.
Hey, Susie.
Good morning.
Hello.
How are you guys?
Doing great.
How are you doing?
I'm well. It sounds like it's pretty nice weather out there. I'm glad I'm heading your way.
Yes. Right.
It's beautiful.
We have you. It'll even be nicer by the time you get here. April 1st is show day in Sonoyta at Pioneer Hall. We are all just big fans of your music.
Absolutely.
Oh, thanks. Well, I'm thankful to you right now because I've been wondering how to say Sonoyta. I've been trying to be all like, you know, a Spanish correcto, you know, Sonoyta.
Just say taco, you know, tortilla, enchilada, you're good.
Yeah.
But the cool thing about Sonoyta, I don't know if you know this or not, Susie, it is actually our Napa Valley. It's wine country down there.
I did not know that, but I'm telling you what, I am a perfect match for that.
It's going to just be glad the show's not in Sarita.
Uh-oh. What's that?
Well, because you would never, we still struggle to pronounce that. When you look at that word, it just doesn't, you know, it doesn't look right. So Sonoyta is simple and nice, and that'll be a good time for you.
Good. I'm looking forward to it. I mean, I've never been down there. I mean, I love Tucson like crazy. And, right. To find it, you know, like little outskirts and stuff. It's really, really fun to sort of do a little more adventuring.
Okay. Well, you know what? With your jewelry making skills, I'm surprised you haven't. And maybe you have. You've been here for the Gem and Mineral Show.
You know, I haven't ever been down, but I have a lot of friends that have been down to, and just, you know, they book their whole life around when it's going to happen.
Yeah.
And,
oh, it's huge.
Know. Yeah, I'm sure. I am sure that I would probably do some serious damage. You know, I might be on the road like 365 days if I came to that. So,
well, how much touring do you do these days?
A lot more than you'd think. You know, I kind of got back into in 2014. I had a record come out, and we did 177 days away from home. So,
wow.
Last year I did about 90 dates, and I'll probably do about 90 this year. So that's being gone about 150 days. So not quite a half a year, but you know, quite a bit of the time. I got a kid in college, you know. It's important that
you have a guitar pull coming up with Linda Davis, don't you? Do you do many of those?
This is the first year I've done a bunch of those, and I'm actually, you know, probably doing like 6 or 7 of them this year. I do them in Nashville quite a bit, and I go out on tour with Gretchen Peters and Matresa Berg, songwriters, and we do a little thing called Wine Women and Song, and that there's Eric to tell you about our shows.
I want that. That sounds
it's a very funny show. And you know, I don't know if you know those guys' work, but you know, Gretchen wrote Independence Day for Martina and lots and lots of other songs. And, of course, Matresa won Song of the Year with Strawberry Wine. So so we have a lot of good time out there, and that's kind of a guitar pull in a way. And I'm looking forward to this thing with Linda, because also Leroy Parnell's there, and he's a hoot, you know, and also a great guitar player. So that's going to be – we'll have a lot of fun.
Well, I want all of those things. That all sounds like a really like an awesome night.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm bringing you an awesome night too. I have to tell you, I'm bringing some I'm bringing some musicians that will knock everybody's socks off, and that's been kind of the funnest thing this last couple of years, is just this little trio that I have. They're just, you know, each guy is a virtuoso on his instrument. Have a fellow playing the upright bass named Charlie Chadwick, who's pretty famed because he's the one who invented the folding bass that all the big acts carry now, you know, Chris Stapleton and Alice Morales and Jerry Douglas, all those people carry his bass. And then I have a young man from the Orkney Islands in Scotland who plays guitar with me. And you would swear he was a Texan. He dresses like one. He's about 6'3", and he's, he looks exactly like, you know, he's from Lubbock or something. And then he gets on the mic and talks to the audience, and their jaws just drop. And they're like, what did he say?
Yeah. Well, that's the biggest, that's got to be the biggest Scotsman in the world right there.
Yeah, Yeah, he is pretty, he's a really tall guy. He's real long and lanky, but, man, he can play country like you cannot believe. It's, you know, it's all that he grew up on. His dad only played, like, Johnny Cash and the real old stuff. So he came to the States to study guitar in Texas. And so it was kind of like, you know, he's on this island outside of Scotland, and he just, you know, he only knows, like, two things. He knows AC/DC, and he knows country.
That's fantastic. Susie, I have a quick question about Letting Go. It was voted one of the most sad love songs in country music.
Oh. Yeah.
It's such a beautiful song, but it rips your heart out.
It does. It totally does. And, you know, every night I'll look out in the audience, and I'll see the sweetest thing I ever see is when a husband wraps his arm or grabs the hand of his wife, because she's starting to boohoo. Aww. And it's the sweetest thing in the world to see somebody, you know, like saying, I know this song always gets you. But sometimes it gets me, you know, like I say, my kid's in college now. And in that first summer that I had to sing it right before he left, you know, my bass player would just say, do we have to do that song? Clearly it upsets you.
Well, the show once again is in Sonoyta. Well worth a drive down. Mm-hmm. You guys might want to plan an overnight around it, because there's wine country down there, and it'll be a beautiful time. April 1st at Pioneer Hall in Sonoyta. Thank you.
We're not kidding. It's not an April Fool's joke. We're really going to be there. And you should come down and have a glass of wine with me.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds like a great time. So thanks so much for the time this morning. And safe travels, and have fun when you get here.
And thank you for helping me get the word out. I appreciate it, guys. And take care. And, you know, I can't wait to come soak up some of your sun.
There we go.
Amen. Awesome.
Thanks, Susie.
All right. See ya.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.